WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
When Howard Stern appeared in drag at bookstores to hawk his autobiography, fans lined up in the streets and blocked traffic. What can we expect from the film version that opens today? Our film critic John Power says this time Howard may be looking for respectability.
Love him or loathe him, everyone knows Howard Stern, the radio shock jock with the heavy metal tresses and the runaway id. He'll cheerfully break wind into the microphone or ask women guests to show him their breasts. Now he wants to be a movie star. His first picture, Private Parts, is like a sitcom version of The People versus Larry Flint. Beginning with Howard's suburban boyhood, when his father was forever calling him a moron, it traces the defining moments of his life. We see the nebbishy college kid being scorned by the chicks and screwing up on the air. We see him meet his wife Allison, to whom he's famously faithful, and his chuckling sidekick Robin Quivers. We see the epic-making moment when he decides to say, on the air, whatever comes into his head. And we see his battles with radio executives, most notably the egotistical young Southerner he dubs Pig Vomit, played with uproarious verve by Paul Giamatti. From the moment Howard first arrives in New York, Pig Vomit tries to whip him into line.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay? Now, I'm going to teach you how to sing. All right? And you know, I hope you can get them. Because, see, you don't have a real good voice like I'm as Captain Frank or nothing. So we're going to have to practice it. Okay, you ready? The way it's said properly is WNBC. This is key. Come on.
WNBC.
No, no. Gotta be more like this. Listen up. WNBC. You hear that kind of lift? The NBC.
WNBC. WNBC. WNBC.
The first thing to be said about Private Parts is that it's funny, though not always in the subtlest of ways. I don't want to give away any good jokes, but one scene involves a retarded man in a Frisbee, while in another, Howard has a busty blonde straddle a stereo speaker as he moans into the microphone. It's hard to say whether Howard's actually a real actor, but he's very good at playing himself at many different ages, despite sporting some of the most terrifying wigs imaginable. And like all great comedians, he's got crack timing that can salvage the lamest jokes. But while the movie's amusing, it's also tame, as if Howard's wooing the parents of his real fans. In a sense, Private Parts is the opposite of pictures like Blue Velvet, which suggest that beneath the serene surface of middle-class life, America is driven by violence and sexual cravings. This movie suggests that beneath the libidinous wildness of Howard Stern's act, there's a nice Jewish boy who's loyal to his friends, loving to his wife, and driven by the spirit of good fun, even when he's making racist jokes. About half an hour in, my flesh began to crawl from all the clumsy scenes devoted to proving what a wonderful guy Howard Stern really is. Part of his charm has always been his sense of self-deprecation, but here, self-deprecation is just a higher form of self-congratulation. Even worse, it's boring. What makes Howard interesting is not the fact that he's privately Beaver Cleaver, but the Eddie Haskell glee of his public persona, a modern lord of misrule who subverts the rules of decent society every day on the air. To insist that he's really just another lovable guy cheats him of his outlaw edge. It housebreaks his satiric brilliance. Now, I can't blame a guy for wanting to be loved. We all want to be loved. I want to be loved. And if you want to love me, call my producer Phyllis. And if you've got really nice breasts, maybe you can join us in the studio next week. You up for that, Phyllis?
Sounds great, John.
That's what I love about this chick. She's on for anything. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, that's right. I was saying that I don't blame Howard for wanting to be loved. But I do blame him for making a movie that tries to bully me into thinking he's lovable. And I blame him even more for doing 10 million interviews just like the showbiz creeps he's always hated. And for telling me over and over that Private Parts has the highest preview scores in Paramount history. Shut the hell up, Howard. You jerk. You phony putz. You want me to love you, Howard? Well, I say love this.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue. Well, I think Howard Stern would be too self-effacing to tell you this himself, but the soundtrack for his film is already topping the charts.